Here is Jacob two times. What's up, dude?
What's up, Drew? Hey, Drew, guess what, Drew? Now, listen, Drew, I talked to my mom, and I talked to my mom this morning, okay, and Drew, I talked to my mom this morning. You know what she said?
Tell me.
My mom said this. Now, don't hate on me for saying this, okay, Drew?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not. Did your mom say something mean about me?
No. She didn't say something mean about you. No, not about you, not about you. However, she said that once I fill my cabinet up with 3 Scotty Davis spindles, now listen to me carefully, Drew. Once I fill my cabinet up with 3 Scotty spindles, I can't fill it up with no more stuff, you know, because it can hold 408 spindles, you know?
Well, do we really...
So if I was going to make a spindle for you, Drew, it would have to go in my miscellaneous pile, you know?
That's hurtful. Boy, everybody's kicking me in the balls today. Jacob, what do you need with the Scotty Davis spindle? After all, the guy plays like 8 songs an hour. He barely even gets to talk. From what I hear, I don't even know the guy.
Oh, man. Come on, Drew. I talked to the guy once, and he was very nice to me, Drew. Come on, Drew.
Just hold the phone. You talked to him once. We put you on the air at least twice a week.
Birthday party.
We had a birthday party for you with cake.
Come on, boy. Come on, Drew. I didn't bring this up. My mom brought it up to me this morning, you know, because I asked my mom what I should do if I fill up my cabinet, you know?
Well,
you know what I'm saying, Drew?
Jacob, what other spindles do you have in your cabinet? Because maybe we should just throw those spindles away. I mean, we don't want Drew.
No, boy. Come on, boy. I have
a great idea, boy.
Spindles, and I have spindles of Casey Kasem, and I have spindles of other stuff, boy. Come on, boy.
So how many times has Scotty Davis played Guess What You Had for Lunch Today?
No. He doesn't do that. But, Drew, you want to take a guess, Drew? Come on, Drew. Go easy on me, Drew.
All right. Well, I'm just saying we've done a lot for you, Jacob. And
I know. And, Drew, guess what, Drew? I will put you in my miscellaneous spot, Drew. Don't you worry, Drew. You will get a spindle. I just have to make one for your show, Drew. You will get a spindle, boy, and Nikki and... You will get a spindle, Nikki. Don't you worry about that. I just have to make one up for you.
Caleb, your brother just said, wow, I did not know or approve of the miscellaneous label. So thank you, Caleb.
I know, right? I'm hurt.
So hurt.
Well, boy, you want to guess what I had for lunch today, boy?
It depends, Jacob. What pile am I in?
Well, I guess you'll be in the miscellaneous pile.
Oh, man! Golly.
I was the architect.
Come on, boy.
Jacob, I deserve better. I deserve my own cabinet because I got you Ann Kelly in the studio, Miguel and Holly, Carrie Kasem.
Yeah. You will. Hey, guess what, boy? Guess what, boy? Here's what'll make you feel better, okay?
All right.
I want to say this to make you and Drew feel better. I got you and Drew on my Kayla spindle if that makes you guys feel better.
That makes me feel worse.
Come on.
Way worse. That's way worse. We have to be on... I'd rather be on the miscellaneous spindle than on Kayla's damn spindle.
Come on, Drew. Well, you were on the show, Drew. Come on, Drew.
Wait, so Kayla has her own spindle.
And we're on miscellaneous.
CDs that I made off of the bone. Can you believe that?
Wow, man. I can't actually.
Come on, Drew. Be nice to me, Drew. Come on, Drew. Be nice about it now, Drew.
I'm not feeling very nice. By the way, thank you to Dominic Fabiscus, who is now voting for @Drew on the radio for most miscellaneous radio host in Best of the Bay.
Come on, Drew. I am making a CD of you right now, Drew, on my CD burner. You better believe that.
All right. Thanks.
Drew, come on, Drew. I know you're just messing with me, Drew.
Jacob, do you have a Fisher spindle?
Well, they're all on my Kayla spindle, my Fisher CDs with you and Fisher and all of them. Mm. They're all on the Kayla spindle. Can you believe that? And they're all made off of 102.5 The Bone, Drew. Come on, Drew.
Well, I'm not looking to ruin anybody's weekend here. I would just like to, as Chief Emperor in command of Drew Garabo Live, I'm merely going to float a motion out there to the other two attending members of Drew Garabo Live today. All those in favor, since we're clearly miscellaneous, second best to Scotty Davis.
All those in favor.
No, Drew, Jacob, on, there's, Drew, a, there, on, there's a motion
Drew,
on the floor.
Come on, Drew. Come on, Drew. It was my mom who brought it up to me, Drew.
All those in favor of limiting Jacob two times to one call a week until we get our own spindle, please symbolize by saying aye or raising your hand. Aye.
Drew, come on.
Why aren't either of you raising your hand?
I'm not limiting Jacob two times because we're in the wrong spindle pile. I think we got to fight to get back in the name spindle pile, the labeled spindle pile.
We don't even exist to you, Jacob, two
Drew,
times.
Come on, Drew. Yes, you do, Drew. Come on, man.
No, we have to. Here's the problem, Garabo. We have to find out what spindle he has. If it's a Scotty Davis, a Casey Kasem, and then we find out which one we can set on fire. That way, we can get our own spindle.
No, boy, come on, boy, come on, boy. I haven't even filled it up yet, and I just started making a CD of you today, Drew. Come on, Drew, and come on, Drew.
Is this phone call going to go on your spindle? The one that you're making right now, is this going on the spindle?
Yes, it is. It is. And it will say DGL on my spindle. Once I make one for your show, you will be put in the name pile.
Hold on. I'm getting angry and I want to. Hold on. Apocalypse Now. I read it on my Kindle. Jacob two times. Don't even have his own spindle for Drew Garabo Live. I think that's quite heinous because you'll find us on a spindle that's labeled miscellaneous. Jacob two times. I never want to fail you, but I can't believe you got your own spindle for Kayla. Yo, I'm not saying she's a traitor or a Benedict, but she's been gone since, well, forever since. You gave her own spindle, but we don't have one. Jacob two times said it. I got a shotgun. I'm not going to put it up against your head because then if I pull the trigger, you're going to end up dead. I can't believe that you want to diss us when we let you on the phone. Let you represent on 102.5 The Bone. We don't get our own spindle because we just don't matter. When I chit, chit, chatter, shoot my baby batter. When I say to your mom, give me my spindle. You heard it. You read it on your Kindle. What do you think about that, Jacob, two times? That's going
to
be on your spindle now.
Hey, Drew, guess what, Drew? You're so nice to me, Drew. Come on, Drew.
All right, well, we got to run, Jacob. I hope we end up on our own spindle one day, and I appreciate the call very much.
Hey, Drew, listen, Drew, I am so sorry about that, Drew.
We love you, Jacob. I'm just busting your chops. You know that. We love you a lot.
Hey, Drew, guess what, Drew? Before you go, Drew, do you mind if you call Chase Drew real quick?
I would if we had our own spindle. Maybe next time.
Drew?
Kick the treble and I drop the bass because there ain't no damn way I'ma call up Chase. Why would I do that? It's cheesy like Sousa Studio to hear Chase pick up the phone and say, studio, chase me down on that Instagram. When I found out I don't got my own spindle, I said, damn, why Jacob's mom wanna diss us like that? When you know I represent over these beats that are fat. Jacob two times telling me I'm not worthy. Jacob, I get these raps and I will serve thee. No disrespect intended, just having fun. But damn, kid, I thought we got along, son. Thank you.
You really don't want to call Chase?
Hell no.
You hung up on Jacob?
Hell yeah.
Oh no.
This is straight up war up in here.
Just a matter of cabinet space at this point.
Ain't about cabinet space, it's about respect. Like Wu-Tang said, you better protect your neck. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang!
Jacob sounded sad, though.
I'm sad! How's he get to be sad? He's the one who said we don't get our own spindle.
You were trying to ban him from the show.
Tilly. Oh, our donuts are here.
Hello. Here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
I don't know how this got started, so I'll let Seth tell you how this got started.
There was a parent who emailed me about, he knows that you have a working relationship with Steve Griggs, who is he the CEO of the Lightning?
What he is, and one of my favorite people on the planet. I worked for him at the Orlando Magic, and he was very nice to me with that organization. When I moved over here to Tampa circa 2011, he was one of the first people who reached out to me back when he was the COO of the Lightning, and he invited me to a game, sent me a shirt, etc. We've managed to foster a really good relationship since then. We email from time to time, and he really appreciates our support of the team, and we appreciate his support of the station.
Well, I'm guessing because this gentleman heard us talking about Steve Griggs, I guess Steve Griggs has a son, Jack, who is in a band. And what is the name of the academy? Is it the House of Rock?
Yeah, House of Rock.
And he said, man, these kids are really talented. I would love to do something where they come into the studio and play. I think he emailed me last year. I said, cool, let's do it. Well, I'm always down to try something new, a little teenage battle of the bands.
Yeah.
Well, nothing really ever panned out, but he emailed me again about a month ago with the same story. And I said, cool, let's do it. And we're doing it today.
Now, we don't promise that this is going to be great because we never promise that anything's going to be great.
But we don't know, but it's going to be interesting.
What I like to do is pursue people to follow their dreams because I am living the life of my dreams right now by being on the radio. In fact, Facebook does this stupid time hop thing where they show you what happened today in history. And it was exactly 5 years ago today that I found out that I would be back on the radio. I passed my on-air audition with Seth and Danielle. They had made me an offer, which I quickly accepted. There was no room for bargaining.
No counter?
Counter offer?
Yeah.
No, they said, hey, we'd like to offer you. I said, yes, I'll take it.
I should have helped you because there was nobody else they were reaching out to, so you could have juiced them for an extra 5 or 10.
Look, as far as I knew, there were 20 people waiting to take that job and clamoring for it, so I figured I should just take the lowball offer.
No, only Billy Madison, and he rejected it.
Well, I wish you and I were closer at that time, but even if you had told me, I still wouldn't have made a counteroffer. So I had accepted the offer. They just hadn't told the proper people yet, so I couldn't say anything, and my status 5 years ago today was, wow, really big things happening. Can't tell you what they are yet.
Geez.
I was that guy.
What an emo post.
So 5 years later, here I am still living the life of my dreams in the city that I love very much and hopefully likes me back a little bit. So my point is, I encourage everyone to follow their dreams. Life is too short not to. And these kids who are part of House of Rock, houseofrocklive.com, on Twitter it's houseofrock66, and on Instagram it's houseofrocklive, they're kids who play in rock and roll bands.
Yeah, the name of the bands are, these are great.
Phenomenal names.
We have Back Off Nancy, we have Cook and Milkies, and we have the Masketeers.
I love all three names. I have to say Cook and Milkies, sight unseen. That's my favorite name of the three. Cook and Milkies is great. These kids range in age from as low as 11, I don't know if there's any younger than 11, all the way up to probably early teenagers.
We have an 18-year-old.
So then 11 to 18. Again, I'm not going to tell you that this is going to be the greatest thing on radio. I'll say we've never done it before, and I'm really looking forward to these kids pursuing their dreams.
We're just getting in on the ground floor in case one of these bands takes off, and we need to be there.
Yeah, and you never know when you're dealing with the next Dave Grohl, the next Chad Smith, the next...
Chad Smith?
Yeah, he's a drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I know, but I just thought you'd throw out some other, guitarists or lead singers first.
Oh, okay. You're dealing with the next... I don't want to say Axl Rose. What lead singer can you point to who's not a total dildo besides Dave Grohl?
Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day.
He's got the tub substance.
Dave Matthews.
Ugh. I hope we're not dealing with the next
Johnny
thing.
Resnick.
Okay, there you go. We could be dealing with the next Johnny Resnick.
The guy from Shinedown.
The Cookie Dolls. We could be dealing with the next Ed Roland from Collective Soul. So these kids have bands, and are we going to award a winner at the end of this? I mean, I don't want there to be two losers.
I think the plan was to have the listeners decide who the best band was.
Okay, so I don't have to decide.
No.
Good, because I don't want to crush anybody's dreams.
And we don't have to have the listeners decide.
Oh, no, I want someone to crush someone's dreams. I just don't want for it to be me.
And Nikki took care of all this, and all the kids are going to walk away with stuff today. Do we have anything for the winners, or everybody gets the same thing?
Everybody's going to get the same thing.
Oh, welcome to Bernie Sanders' presidency. Yes, everyone will get a prize, a participation ribbon for showing up, if you will. And I would like for all of you to listen with an open mind and two open ears, and we'll have these guys on. It won't be too long. We're going to be done with it by the first hour.
Yes, we talked to Paul, who's the director of all this here. Paul, let's get Paul on this mic right here.
Step on up to either three or four, Nikki, whichever one you prefer. There we go. Paul, what's up, man? Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us. This is great.
Cazares, is that how you say it?
Cazares.
Okay, mm-hmm. Paul Cazares. Guess wrong on that one. You're the director of House of Rock. Tell us a little bit about House of Rock, what it's all about, and how kids get there.
House of Rock is just it's a rock school that I started almost 10 years ago now that I have these kids and who are already playing and are looking. Basically, when kids take lessons, they don't have anywhere to go with it. So I put them in bands, so they're actually applying what they've already learned.
Awesome.
And, you know, we rehearse for 6 weeks, and we do shows. We do our shows at Sam Ash and Carolwood there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So. I know Sam Ash very well.
Yeah. Are the kids doing originals or covers today?
They're all covers.
Covers, okay.
Yeah. Awesome. That's great. I mean, the next time, if we do it again, if it works really well, I'd love to hear an original song from each band, because yeah, sure. I'd like to hear the kind of music that 12-year-old kids write. My parents hate me. Clean up your room. So anything else we need to know about the Masketeers, Cook and Milkies, and Back Off Nancy Paul?
Anything, they're all great. That's
all right, it.
That's
good.
All you need to know.
Kids pursuing their dreams.
Is it true that you're actually playing with one of the bands today?
I am actually playing with a couple of the bands because a couple of kids couldn't get out of school. So.
What do you play? Or what are you playing with them? I'm sure you play a lot of different
things. I play whatever they need me to play.
All right. So. Let me know if anybody needs a backup keyboardist, because I still know C chord, F chord, an A minor, I believe that's A, C, E. I played organ all the way up until ninth grade, and then I played synthesizer in my high school band. Like, we had a little side. Right. We did covers of Thompson Twins and U2 and Duran Duran.
We might call you up.
True story. I think I still know the solo keyboard for Aha's Take on Me, if I'm not mistaken. So, all right, then who do we have first here, Paul? Who will be joining us first?
We have the Masketeers first.
Well, let's bring on the Masketeers and bring on the Weeknd. And do I bring this up on the mixer? Guys, I've got Ben over there on mic too. I bring it up on the mixer. All right, I'm going to bring the mixer up here, and we're going to bring in the Masketeers.
Yeah, if you want to check this out, it's on Bone TV.
Yeah, you can go to theboneonline.com, check out Bone TV. And let me take Joe real quick while we're waiting to set this up. Joe, go ahead real quick. You're on Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew, it's Joseph. How you doing today?
Hey, Joseph. How you doing, bud?
Awesome, man. I'm sitting here watching. I love the time.
Joe, I'm sorry. Could you remove the sock from the phone receiver that you're talking into? Because I can't understand a word you're saying to me right now.
Hang on, Drew. I'll take you off speakerphone, buddy.
Just like Nikki told you to. Great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize. I know speakerphone bad news. Anyway, I'm the winner of Carmen today.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you guys know, I actually wanted to bid on you because I wanted to hang out with you guys for an evening, and they would only let me bid on Carmen. So
that's right.
That's why she's complaining about, oh, he doesn't want to be with me or whatever. You know, I don't care. Anyway, I run a charter business and a youth foundation up here in Tarpon.
Sounds great, Joe. All right, so we're getting the band, the Masketeers, ready to go. What was the point of that?
I don't know, Nikki. Nikki, do you tell these people to get right to the point and not put us on speakerphone?
Well, she told. I don't blame Nikki, because she said, you know, take us off speakerphone, and he was still on speakerphone.
What did he want?
He was calling to tell. I guess he bid on Carmen and he won, but really he wanted to bid on you, and they told him he wasn't allowed to.
But they're all going to be there together anyway.
I don't know, but he wanted to hang out with you.
No, that won't be happening. We'll talk to the young lady who quote unquote won a date with me, the poor girl.
And what do we have? Do you have the Masketeers in here now?
All right, so let's find out.
Oh, look at these kids. They're ready to go.
Holy crap. All right, so introduce yourself, little man. Who are you?
I'm Jack Griggs.
Hey, what's up, Jack? I know your dad, so don't disappoint us. We're good friends.
Don't disappoint us.
I met Jack, I think, probably when he was about yay high when I worked for the Magic. It was probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't think he remembers.
He shouldn't remember. I was wearing a suit, and it was a horrible existence for me. Jack, who else do we have in your band? Who do we have here?
Elliot. Riley.
Elliot and Riley. What's up, dudes?
Look at these guys. They look good.
These guys are professional musicians. Look at and Jack, you're 11. How old are your two buddies there?
No clue.
All right. No idea how old.
There's no ages in rock and roll, Drew.
That's true. That's true. Rock has no age. So we have Jack and the Masketeers. And whenever you guys are, what song will you be doing for us today, Jack?
We're gonna be doing Twin Skeletons by Fall Out Boy.
Twin Skeletons by Fall Out Boy. All right, then, ladies and gentlemen, for your approval, the Masketeers. Fire and ready, guys.
Just need enough of you to dull the pain, just to get me through the night till we're twins again, till we're stripped down to our skeletons again, till we're saints just swimming in our sins again. There's a jet black grove droning on and on and on, up above our heads droning on and on and on. Keep making trouble till you find what you love, need a new partner in crime, and you shrug. There's a room in a hotel, New York City. Cheers our fate and deserves our pity. I don't want to remember it all. Promises I made, if you just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Honey, I only appear so I can fade away. Wanna throw my hands in the air and scream. Just a laughing of your spiral of shame. There's a jet black crow droning on and on and on. Up above her head, droning on and on and on. Keep making trouble till you find what you love. Need a new button, grabbing you. You shrug that there's a room in a hotel in New York City. She's a fate and deserves a fate. I don't want to remember it all. Promises I made if you just hold on.
The Masketeers, everybody. The Masketeers, a Fall Out Boy cover. Great job, Masketeers. Well done. Well done. Great job, Masketeers.
And we forgot to mention this. They're capping at 90 seconds today.
Yes,
so
90
seconds. Did a fine
limit.
Job with that.
Excellent 90 seconds. A phenomenal minute and a half. Way to go, Masketeers. Nikki, I take it next we're bringing in the Cookin' Milkies?
Yes.
All right. Bring them on in, those Cookin' Milkies. And at the end of this, we're going to vote.
Well, not us, yeah.
No. Okay. Our listeners will vote.
I'm not breaking any kid hearts today.
No, man. I can't look at these kids and go, hey, sorry. You know.
Yeah, that's for the ruthless listeners to do.
Right, and they will take great pride in doing so, I'm sure.
Hey, great job, guys.
Great job, great guys. Job. Phenomenal work. I like your look. I like your sound. I like your style.
It's a good look. I wish I had that look at 11.
I wish I could sing like that at 11. Are you kidding me? When I was 11, I was singing this. We've only just begun. These kids are singing Fall Out Boy.
You're still playing the recorder at 11.
You're still playing the skin flute at 11.
Not until I was 15.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. When all three bands are done, you'll be voting on who you think is the big winner. I think all these kids are the winners because they're getting radio exposure.
Yeah, we've got kids ranging from ages of 11 to 18 today.
That is true. It's House of Rock, houseofrocklive.com. On Twitter, they're houseofrock66. We encourage all people to follow their dreams, especially young kids.
Look at these guys. If I saw these guys out on the streets, I would think they were playing Warped Tour this year or something
Me too.
Like that. They look
yeah.
ready to go.
Exactly. I'd be like, oh, they must be opening up for the new formed Authority Zero / Blink-182 mashup.
I see you're really trying to hard. It's Alkaline Trio, not Authority Zero.
Dang,
but
I really tried, though.
You are plugged in.
Thank you. All right, so we've got Cook and Milkies here. Young man who is taking the microphone with the spectacles. What's your name?
My name's Grayson.
Grayson, thanks for being here, dude. Introduce your bandmates.
Our bass player is Nico Spataro.
What's Woo! Up, Nico? Nico Spataro.
Our drummer is Aiden Osborne.
What's up, Aiden?
And this other guitarist is Gregory Cox.
Gregory, all right, what's up? And what song will you be doing for us today?
We're going to be playing Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
Whoa, one of the masters, one of the great ones. Wow, Jimi Hendrix, this should be something else.
Jimi Hendrix by Cookin' Milkies.
Now, Seth, you'll think that he's saying, excuse me while I kiss this guy, but he's actually saying, excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Thank you.
A very often misheard lyric. I just want to inform the people on my show what you guys will be singing. Ladies and gentlemen, from House of Rock, it is Cookin' Milkies doing an homage to Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Gentlemen.
Purple haze all around. Don't know if I'm going up or down. Got me going in my mind. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Purple haze all around. Don't know if I'm going up or down. Got me blowing my mind. Whatever it is, that girl put a spell on me.
Cookin' Milkies.
Forgot to ask, how old are all you guys?
Oh, yeah. You know, how old are you, dude? Just shout out your age.
13.
13?
We're all
Oh, you guys are 13.
You guys are 13?
Man, alive. If they were Jewish, they'd be getting bar mitzvahed right now, Seth.
That is true. Although I got mine at 15 because I didn't know my Hebrew.
Learn your Hebrew, kids. Great job cooking, Milkies. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was impressive.
It really was. We've heard from the Masketeers. We've heard from Cookin' Milkies. And now we'll be bringing in the final of the triumvirate, that is the House of Rock performance. And that would be Back Off Nancy.
Yeah, make sure you guys are taking notes because you're going to decide what we take 10 calls to decide who the winner is today.
I think that sounds fair at 727-579-1025. And 800-771-1025. Hey, if you had to choose so far. I mean, if you had to.
What do you mean? I'm not picking between two people. I need to see the third act.
If you had to pick one of those two bands, which would you say?
I don't know.
Come on.
Why? Why are you jamming me up? Why are we whispering, by the way?
I don't know.
Let's ask Rush or Ben or an engineer that's in here.
No, I want to ask you. I want to jam you up.
I mean, I thought that Jimi Hendrix was pretty impressive. I'm a fan of Fall Out Boy. I wasn't familiar with that song.
All right.
So...
So which one did you
like
better?
I guess I'd give them the nod right now.
Oh, how could you pick one, dude? We're not supposed to do that.
I feel so dirty on the inside.
So we've got the House of Rock kids in the studio with us. It's houseofrocklive.com. We have heard from two of the bands, the Masketeers and Cookin' Milkies. We now have our third band setting up right now. We have Back Off Nancy. Now, these kids appear to be a little bit older than the other kids we've heard from so far.
Why, those 13-year-olds look 22, so I don't know how old anybody is.
What's up, dudes? How you guys doing? Everybody good?
You good?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Good.
All right, what's your name there, keyboard guy?
I'm Riley.
Riley?
We're Back Off Nancy.
Back Off Nancy. Where'd you get the name from?
Long story. Old guitarist. To put it short, in a hot tub, some unwanted advances from a gay guy, and that was that was what came out of his mouth.
Wow.
So Back Off Nancy it is.
All right, that's a great band name. That's fantastic. I was not expecting that response. Your name, sir, on lead guitar?
I'm Andrew.
Andrew, and how old are you?
I'm 18.
Hey, there's an 18-year-old. And your keyboardist, I'm sorry, how old are you, young man?
I'm 17.
17, all right. And you there, Mr. Drummer?
16.
16, what's your name?
Michael.
Nice to meet you, Michael. All right, and what song will you be performing for us, Back Off Nancy?
We'll be doing Heartache Tonight from the Eagles.
Oh, it's going to be a heart. Somebody's going to hurt someone before the night is through.
That one.
Fantastic song. So, ladies and gentlemen, a song made famous by Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, Don Henley, and the rest of the Eagles. Somebody's going to hurt someone before the night is through. Ladies and gentlemen, Back Off Nancy.
Somebody's gonna hurt somebody before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do. Everybody wants to take somebody if it takes all night. Everybody wants to take a little chance, baby. Make it come out right.
Off, Nancy.
Woo!
Oh, guys, that was incredible. Well done. Really well done.
Thank
great
you.
Job.
Wow,
man.
Yeah.
Back Off Nancy.
It sounded very, I don't know, thick. It sounded very heavy in the room.
Very thick and harmonious, if you will.
Now, Phoebe just tweeted us to tell those Rugrats to quiet down. Please get off my lawn.
Yes.
She's in the studio at Hot 115, so we have her on the hotline to see who she thinks sounded best through the walls.
So she's going to call on the hotline?
Oh, I think she's there right now.
No, she certainly is not.
Oh, she's
at six.
Is there six? Okay.
Yes. Hey, Phoebe, what's going on?
Screw you guys.
Oh, who sounded the best coming through the wall like that, you senior citizen telling these kids to get off your lawn? Was it Back Off Nancy, the Masketeers, or Cookin' Milkies?
It was whichever one was the first because they weren't as loud.
Oh, listen to you.
That was the Masketeers. They did Fall Out Boy.
Look, I'm trying to do a top 40 radio show over here, and all I hear is boom, boom, boom.
That's right. Improving that music you guys play over there for once.
Well, how dare you?
These are kids trying to, you know, live out their dreams on the radio. I mean, why are you trying to crush them live on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to go bother them at their summer job.
At TCBY. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks, Phoebe. We'll tell them to keep it down from now on.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Phoebe.
But I had no idea I was married to a 90-year-old woman.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. You guys are
good
awesome.
Good job. Yeah,
thank
we'll bring
you.
All thank the bands in here now, and let's fire up the phone lines.
Yeah, bring them all in. Bring them all in. You think any of them know any hip-hop instrumentals? I get on the microphone and spit a little hot fire. Anybody know any hip-hop? Find who plays the best hip-hop. I want to jam with these kids.
These kids would practice for a while. That's just doing freestyle hip-hop for you.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
They're not your own personal karaoke band.
They are, actually. James, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who do you think wins the Battle of the Kid Bands?
My vote will go to Back Off Nancy, but the Milk and Cook and Milkies, that guitarist, they killed it. So good luck to all of y'all, though.
You say they were all great, but if you had to choose one, it would be Back Off Nancy.
Okay. I actually don't know. I think you voted for everybody.
All right, so vote for everybody. Hi, it's Drew Garabo Live. Is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
All right, and who wins the Battle of the Teenage Bands? Would it be Back Off Nancy, the Masketeers, and Cook and Milkies?
Masketeers.
Masketeers win. All right, that's one vote for the Masketeers, one vote for Back Off Nancy. Thank you, sir. Chance, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, so I'd have to say Back Off Nancy rocked, but because that's more my era, but the first kids, the Masketeers, were phenomenal, so I'm going with Masketeers.
So you think Back Off Nancy rocked, but you're going with your sentimental pick, which is the Masketeers.
Yes.
All right, then.
That's, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
What is the voting right now? Because all the bands are in here, but they can't hear what's happening.
Oh, I have two for the Masketeers, one for Back Off Nancy, okay, as of right now. Hello, Megan. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well, Megan. Did you enjoy our first ever Battle of the Kid Bands?
I definitely did. It was wonderful to hear kids who actually are really good with music.
Yes.
But I think Back Off Nancy definitely won this one.
Back Off Nancy is the winner, but you love them all and you think that they all should continue to pursue their dreams.
Absolutely. They all did wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy, or Megan, whichever one you were. 727-579-1025.
I don't know. These aren't parents and uncles and aunties.
We don't know. This is a purely unscientific poll. Hello, Katie. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hello. How are you guys?
Very well, Katie. Did you enjoy the Junior Battle of the Bands?
Oh, I did.
Good. Glad to hear that. Who do you think won?
Definitely Back Off Nancy.
Back Off Nancy.
That's an awesome band name.
Awesome band name, a good cover of the Eagles, and I enjoyed the entire experience.
It was, very fluid. It was good.
Very fluid. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Katie. Hello, Sean. How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hello, Drew.
Hi, Sean. Who do you think took this battle of the teenage bands?
Those Masketeers. That kid was on key.
What did he just say?
Masketeers.
Masketeers. Yeah. Okay, I was like,
he said the kid was on key.
Kid was on key. So, okay, so we have three votes for Masketeers, three votes for Back Off Nancy. This is getting crazy up in this piece. Hello, Dean. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Dean?
Good. How you doing?
Awesome. Thanks, bud. Who won this Battle of the Bands, sir?
I got to go with Back Off Nancy. They were all good, but they got to learn the lyrics to Purple Haze,
okay,
the other band.
The kid's friggin' 12 years old, all right? For crying out loud, you'll forgive him if he didn't subscribe to Song Hits Digest like I did when I was that age. PJ, who won today's Battle of the Teenage Bands, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Drew?
What's up?
I think that Cook and Milkies, because I like their name, too.
Cook and Milkies, because he likes the name, too. All right. Yes. Well, each band.
I like the band, and I like the name, sir.
Likes the band and the name. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Krista, go ahead. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who wins this Battle of the Teenage Bands?
Cook and Milkies.
Cook and Milkies to you, too. And you enjoyed this Teenage Battle of the Bands?
Absolutely. It was awesome.
Listen to your landline that you're calling from. That's what's awesome. Thank you very much for calling from a landline and not a cellular device.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're supposed to talk to landline calls forever. We're not supposed to let them go.
I've got four votes for Back Off Nancy, two votes for Cook and Milkies, and three votes for the Masketeers.
What is that? 4, 3, and 2. That's 9 votes.
I know.
How many more do you want to take?
I don't know. I mean, we got equal representation. What do we really have to name a winner? Can't we just say they all friggin' won? I mean, everybody's getting voted for.
Yeah,
why do we
have
to choose a winner?
All right.
Everybody's a winner. Good job, guys.
This is what's wrong with America.
That's the everybody wins participation ribbon conk. Great job to all you guys. Again, thank you very much for making time for being here. HouseOfRockLive.com on Instagram, which the kids seem to love these days. House of Rock Live. And on Twitter, which I personally love, HouseOfRock66. Paul, thank you very much for bringing your young lads here. Gentlemen, you did a great job of and continue to pursue your passion. Great job. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal work. Great
yeah, what's
job.
Everybody getting today, Nikki?
Nikki, tell them what they've won.
Everybody's going to get a Drew Garabo Live t-shirt, but they're also going to get a pair of tickets to Bud and Burgers to see ex-ambassadors.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you guys all win something just for showing up today and rocking the proverbial house.
They look very unimpressed with the prizes they've been given.
They're like, how about a car? How about a car and some, you know.